Yo.
Okay, Rav Oshay, we are in Daf Vav Amid Aleph toward the bottom. Psachim, new sugya, all me'inyan le'inyan, the discussion of halachas of bedikas chametz and biyur chametz, the sugya of shloshim yom, a lot of interesting details that we have to try to discover. Says the Gemara, Amar vi'amar Rav Yehuda Amar Rav. So we have the following halacha. We have other halachas earlier in the Amud Vida Marav. Now we have another halacha, Me'inyan B'dikas Chametz. Hamefaresh Bayotse B'Shayara. What is Mefaresh? Rashi says, Min somebody is journeying from where he is on land, going out to sea. He's going to be out for a while. He's going to be leaving his home. Hayotse B'Shayara, he's going out in a caravan. Rashi says, L'makom rachok, he's going to a faraway location. Some Rishonim add, they're going to the Midbar. So Lamaisa, he's not going necessarily to be back for a while. And this is now a person who has chametz in his home. He may know about it, he may not know about it. The Rishonim discuss, are we talking about chametz that's yadua? Many Rishonim assume, why not? Doesn't sound otherwise. Or perhaps chametz that might be there. The pashtus, if he's living there during the year, then more likely than not, there is chametz. So now the question is going to be whether there's a chiyuv of bedika and biur for this person before he sets out on his journey. So Rav Yehuda Marav tells us the following: it depends when he leaves. Kodem shloshim yom, ein zaka gevayer. If this person setting out again, liyam, lemidbar, it's before Purim, you could say, before Shloshim Yom or Pesach, then he's not required to do Bir Chametz. However, Toch Shloshim, you mean to say now, Toch Shloshim Yom, Zakuk Avayah. If it's within the window of Shloshim Yom of Pesach, then he's required to do the Bir Chametz, mean, of course, Bedikah, and biur of the chametz that he's not going to need, but he has to now search for the chametz right now. What's that all about? Before we get to the finer details, Rashi says, Kodim Shloshim Yom with Pesach, Ukaman with Faresh, the Gemara is going to later explain, Keneged Shesharin Behilchos HaPesach, Kodim HaPesach Shloshim Yom. There's a halacha more derived from Psukim that within the window of Shloshim Yom HaPesach, there's already an involvement that one should have with Hilchos Pesach, which now can be extrapolated to include the requirement that a person has to attend to the chiyuvim that are relevant to Pesach, namely the halacha of Biur Chametz. Umeaz chal olav lizar b'tzarchei Pesach. So tzarchei Pesach, which has to do with clearing a house of chametz, that already is in existence, it already has relevance for Shloshim Yom before Pesach. So therefore, this person would have to do Bir Chametz if the time that he's leaving is within the Shloshim Yom window. Just as we know, Sholin Behilchos HaPesach, Kodem Pesach Shloshim Yom, so it is that this individual's requirement to attend to the din of the halacha Bir Chametz would already apply right now. So that's the basic halacha of Yudam HaRav. But now comes the machlokas Abaye v'Rava as far as the specifics and the details of what was just said. Amar Abaye, says Abaye, Ha de'amrit, toch shloshim yom zakuk levayer. That requirement that Rav Yudam HaRav is now imposing on the person, that if he's leaving within Shloshim Yom, he has to do the Bir Chametz now. Lo amaron ela shedayt lachzor. It's only if the person's intention is to return back home. When, says Rashi, dayt lachzor bimei haPesach. That's how most Rishonim learn. There's a whole other Rambam we'll get to eventually. But the pshat is dayt lachzor, we're assuming now at Rashi, if his intention is to return during the Chag. So if it's Daito Lachzor, and he's leaving now before within 30 days of Pesach, that's when we require him now to attend to the Chovas Biur. However, says Abaye, Avo, ain't I to Lachzor, if his intention is not to return during Pesach, in other words, he'll be so far away that he's not going to get back until after Pesach is over, then we will not impose on him this halacha that he has to, even though it's within Shloshim Yom. He doesn't have to do Bir Chametz. It's only by Dai to Lachzor. It's only if he's going to be back during Pesach. If he won't be back during Pesach, there's no halacha of Shloshim Yom requiring him to do Chovas Bir. This is Abaye. What's that about? Rashi doesn't say much. Right? That's Abaye. So we have to, of course, start thinking about what this means. Abaye says that the din of Shloshim Yom is not mechayv the person to do Bir Chametz before he leaves, if he won't be here during Pesach. If the person is Daita Lavzer, he'll be here during Pesach, then he has to do Chovas Bir when? If he's leaving Tov Shloshim. If he's leaving Kodem Shloshim, then even though he's coming back during Pesach, Sabai says he doesn't have to do any Bir when he leaves. Amalei Rava. Rava challenges Abaya, and there's going to be obviously two nekudos that are going to differentiate. If you learned well the Gemara, that's the Cheshbon here. Two nekudos that differentiate Abaya and Rava. Amalei Rava, the E Daita Lazar, I feel me Rosh Hashanah Nami. Rava says, how could you say this? You're telling me that Daita Lazar is only a reason to make him Chayiv and Bior if he's leaving within Lamed Yom. A Pesach. Says Rava, if it's Dai to Lazar, he's going to come back during Pesach, then even the Rosh Hashanah, even many months before, he should have to do his Bir right now. Because he's going to be back by Pesach. Rava says Rosh Hashanah, Lamaisa, could even be many more months than that. The Beis Yosef says even Iyar. In other words, 11 months before. But he knows he's going to be back by Pesach. He's been away for a very long time, but Pesach will be back. So Rav's point is that certainly requires him to do Bir Chametz before he leaves. Says Rava, Ela Amar Rava, it goes differently. The issue of Dai to Lachzor and Dai to Lachzor is not going to make a nafgamina regarding Tov Shloshim. It's going to make a difference regarding Kodem Shloshim. Ha de Amrit Kodem Shloshim Yom Ein Zok Levar, the other half of Rabbi Yehuda's statement, that Kodem Shloshim Yom, there is no halacha to do Bir, says Rava, wait a second. That's where we're going to limit it. Lo Amar and Elish Ein Daita Lazar. That was only said if you're not going to be back by Pesach. Avo Daita Lazar, but if your intention is to return during Pesach, Afim Yosh Hashanah Zokit Levaya. Let's pause for a second. So what did Rava say in distinction to Abaye, in contrast to Abaye? Again, let's point out the two nafkaminas, therefore. Number one, the way Rava poses a question on Abaye, that Abaye said that if it's Kodem Shloshim Yom, even though you're going to be back during Pesach, there's no halacha to do Bir Chametz. Rava says, if you're going to be back during Pesach, then even Rosh Hashanah Nami, whenever many months before you have to do, that's one nafkamina. What's the other nafkamina? What's the other point? If it's within Lamed Yom, and what? And it's Ein Dai to Lachzor, you're going within the window of 30 days, but you're not going to be back till after Pesach. So Abaye says that's where Shloshim Yom is not going to be Machayiv you. It's only Machayiv you Toch Shloshim if it's Dai to Lachzor, if you're going to be back. Ain't Dai to Lachzor, then Shloshim Yom, notwithstanding, you're within Shloshim Yom, you don't have to do Bir. And what did Rava say? That no, the din of Shloshim Yom, by definition, requires you to do Bir, even though you won't be back to after Pesach. Those are the two nakudas. So again, clear? If it's Toch Shloshim, and it's Ein Dai to Lachzor, Lefi Abaye, Ein Tzarech Avayer, and according to Rava, no matter what, you have to do beer within Shloshim. And the other nafka mina, if it's kodem lamed yom, and it's daita lachza, koin tabaye, so then you're not mechuyif. Daita lachza only if it's within Shloshim ayuchay. And Rava says, if it's daita lachza, even with nei lamed, even kodem lamed yom mechuyif. Now, the Gemara, we have a lot here to unpack. The Gemara is going to now, let's maybe even do it. Just go on a little bit and see exactly how there's another application of Chora, these two Nekudos that differentiate Abaye v'Rava. We don't know anything yet, but just to see how it lays out in the Gemara, there's another example of where Rava l'shitaso. When you say Rava l'shitaso, it means on both counts. Meaning to say that within Lamed, that even ein dai to lachzor, in the case of going out on a journey, imachoyev, and kodem lamed and dai to lachzor, you are also machoyev. So what's the equivalent of that in the case that we're now going to quote? V'az the Rava l'tanei, Rava who said what he said regarding how he constructed the sheet of Yudah Marav about mefarish v'yotzei b'shayara. So this has a l'shitaso as follows. The Amar Rava. Ha'osa beso otsa. What happens is a person is bringing tevua, bringing grain into his house, and he hasn't swept away the chametz. The chametz is now in the house, and he's piling up tevua over the chametz. Now Rashi brings in, I purposely skipped the Rashi that we have to return to, but just to read the Rashi on this. Otsa shehichnis sham tevua betachtel chametz. So it's chametz below and there's tevua above. Now, having a pile of whatever it might be over the chametz is the equivalent of what's called a mapolis. Braminu l'kaman, Rashi quotes from Lamed Aleph, Mishnah. Chametz shenafel av mapolis, hareo kimevua. If you have a pile of rubble over the chametz, so that does not require one to do beer because the chametz is not accessible. It's under the rubble. So if a person piles oats of tvua on the chametz, okay, here he's doing it, but we'll have to see. But l'maisa, the reality is that the chametz is buried under this whole room of tvua. So now the question is, do you have to take out the chametz from underneath? Says Rava, depends. Kodem shloshim yom. Says Rabbi, number one, two factors to consider. If it's before 30 days of Pesach, Ein Zakul Devay, then the Chametz stays under the Tzvua, under the Otzer, and no need to do anything. Toch Shloshim Yom, Zakul Devay. So Rabbi says the issue of Shloshim Yom is relevant in terms of Otzer. When you created a Mapolis situation, the Chametz is buried under this. So if it's within Shloshim Yom Zakul Gavaya, Fnei Shloshim, Kodim Shloshim, in Zakul Gavaya. But then Rabbi continues, he says, wait a second, it's not just that. The Kodim Shloshim Yom Nam Yilo Amaran, and if it's Kodim Shloshim that you're making an oath, sir, that which we said that you don't have to take clear the chametz away, when is that? Lo Amaran Elosh Ein Daita Lefanoso. This is the equivalent of the Daita Lachzer that we spoke about before. It's only when your intention is not to clear it away. Amo Daita Fanoso, but if your intention is to clear it away, and then you're gonna discover the chametz, Hafil Kodim Shloshim Yom Nami Zakul Gavayer. What does Rashi say just on this? Toch Shloshim Zakul Gavayer. So he starts off by saying, Toch Shloshim, no matter what. Whether you are intending or not intending to clear it away, you're not going to clear away until after Pesach. Nevertheless, Zalka Gavayer says, Rashi du chatchilo zelo zel biura. That's not the preferable way, chatchilo, to get rid of your chametz. Therefore, your requirement of biur chametz is applicable now. You can't do it this way. But kodim shloshim, then says Rashi, lo chala chovas birolev. So here's the key language that's going to shed light back on the earlier issue of mefarish. Rashi gives us something to work with. He didn't say much before. There was a Rashi we have to go back to, but in terms of what is it that's happening toch shloshim ufirava, so kodem shloshim go chala chobas birala v'chimatya hishaita l'machayiv, comes the time later on, you know, mochayiv to get rid of it, the hanafu l'mapolis. So what did Rava say by mapolis that lines up, that aligns with what he said before? Again, l'chara two points. They line up perfectly. Namely, if it's kodem shloshim yom, but it's daito lefanoso, that's the equivalent of kodem shloshim yom, and you're intending to be back on Pesach. So then that's what Rava says, afim rasha shadanan. So then you can't imagine that you're going to allow yourself to do this, because you're going to come back later on during Pesach. You're going to clear it away. Secondly, if it's within Shloshim Yom, even though your intention is not lefanoso, but you're mechayev to take care of it right now. You can't do it in the way of just covering it up. You have to take away the chametz. Because there, chala chobas bir olav. And same thing, if you're going away and not coming back till after Pesach, but it's within Shloshim Yom, you have to take care of it right now. What would Abaye say, therefore, in contrast to Rav in the case of Mapolis, if you line up Abaye, what would Abaye say? That in order to say that you're mechuyev to get rid of chametz now when you want to make an otsar, you'd have to say it's within Shloshim Yom. And on top of that, you have to also say that it's daito lefanoso. Your intention is to clear it out, and you're going to get to the chametz. But if it's within Shloshim Yom and it's not daito lefanoso, you're not mechuyev. Secondly, if it's kodem Shloshim Yom and it is daito lefanoso, nevertheless, you're not mechuyev. Because Abaye says that Shloshim Yom is only a koveya in the connection to where you're going to be coming back and dealing and having to deal with the chametz later on when it comes to time. So now let's try to open this up a little bit. Now there's important Rashi that I want to wait to read carefully, and we'll get soon to it, but just the outline of what's going on and then the details from Rashi and the Rishonim. What seems to be happening here in understanding Abaye v'Rava? What seems to be the given, which we have to still understand what that is, but that's the given, and then what flows from that? There is the Iker Zman that was set up for the mitzvah of Bir Chametz, is of course by Yom Rishon Tashbis. That's Yadalit. And Bedikas Chametz, which is leading to the Tashbisu, that's the night of Yadalit. L'maisa, this person, let's talk, his Mefarash V'yotzeh B'Shayara. So he's not going to be present at home the night of the 14th. Okay, he may be back during Pesach, he might be back after Pesach, but he's not going to be here the night of the 14th. Question now is, do we require him to do the Bedikas Chametz, the Bir Chametz, when he's about to leave? Now the question is, when is he leaving and when is he coming back? The person at the time of Yadalit, when he's not going to be around, so you can't tell him to B'dikas Chametz, he's not here. You can't tell him B'dikas Chametz, B'dika. Beer, Bito will talk about it. B'dikas Chametz, in a shaykh, he's not here. So what does Abaye say? Start with Abaye. Abaye says that if you're not coming back, then even though it's within a week, 2 weeks, month, Pesach, no problem. Lamed Yom is not machayiv you to do Bedikas Chametz if you're not going to be back later. Now, what happened to Bar Yirah? It's going to come night of Pesach. It's going to come Pesach night. This is the big question that we have to figure out. But if I says that doesn't bother me, what will be later? You're off the hook. Why are you off the hook? So let's take the easy path, okay? Not having read the Rashi, and not having yet even read the Mishonim's Kasha and Rashi, but you all saw the Rush and the Ran. So what's their easy answer to that? Is there a Bal Yirah here? Why not? Why is there no Bal Yirah?
Bitzubah Masagi.
Okay, so the local Rashi, right? So let's just make our lives easier for ourselves right now just to try to understand the sugya. We'll go with that. Rashi is going to be a whole other layer here. You did bitl. So the question is, but there's a din rabbanan to do bidika. Why was a din rabbanan to bidika? So we all know Tosos based on Aleph. What do you do bidika chametz? I bitl is enough to raisa. What do you do bidika? Because shema yabul ocha, you might come to eat it. Okay. Says Abaye, something very logical. Let's plug into Abaye what we know from the Rishonim, from Tosfos. The halacha drabanan, to do bedika, because you might come to eat it, is that really present here? L'maya, you're not going to be around Pesach. Okay, it's a week before Pesach, 2 weeks before Pesach. But you're going away till after Pesach. So the raisa, you're not going to have bayira. Took care of that. Second, midrabanan, you have to do bedika because you might come to eat it, but that's not going to happen. Says Abaye, so notwithstanding that it's toch shoshim yom, when are you mechuyev? You're mechuyev to do bedika toch shoshim if you're going to be back during Pesach. Because then shema yevlocho is present. But if it's ain't daito lachzor, so then there's no need to do bedika. Mayor?
How does that work with daito lachzor when it's not
so if it's kodim shloshim, good. Let's got all the I's and twice all the T's, exactly. So kodim shloshim, what's Abai saying? Are you going to be back during Pesach? Okay, so you're an anus. In other words, l'maisa, the chiyuv bedika is le'el yadal, you're not there. So why should you have to take care of it now? It's Rosh Hashanah. Why should you have to take care of the mitzvah drabanan, of bedikas chametz, shem yivarocho, Rosh Hashanah? It'll be later. What's the difference, Toch Shloshim? Toch Shloshim, there's a din of Shloshim Yom, Kodem Achak. So what did Abai set up for us? He says, Toch Shloshim, you are mechuyev now to mekayim your mitzvah of Yedalit, of Leil Yedalit, of Bedikah. Because that's what the din of Shloshim Yom is doing for us. It's giving us a window of time that we can call this man that you are required to be osek but mitzvah sachag. So what's the mitzvah sachag? To do bedika leil yedalit, shema yovel ocho. Shema yovel ocho is present. There's every reason to do bedika. Leil yedalit. You're not going to be a leil yedalit. So the window to mekayim your mitzvah of bedikas chametz, of leil yedalit, can expand to 30 days, kodim achak. What about before Shoshim Yom? Let's see Rosh Hashanah. So there's no din for Abaye to have to attend to the mitzvahs bedikas chametz from Rosh Hashanah. What's going to be? Can you come well bedikas chametz? Okay, you're not here, you're honest. This is Abaye. Now, wait, I have something else to ask you. I'm sure you're thinking of it. So Rabosa, what did I say? Ein dai to lachzor, even within Lamed Yom, there's no reason to have the person mekayim the mitzvahs bedikas chametz if the mitzvah isn't yet here and it's not going to be relevant. Now, what about if a person sets out on his journey on Erev Pesach itself, according to Abaye? He's going to be away for 3 weeks or for 2 weeks. Either way, he's not back till after Pesach. So what would Abaye hold in that case? What do you mean? Fito, you took care of. You took care about your own device. Midrabanan shema yevalocho, there's no concern. So why would you have to do bedikas chametz? There's no Shema Yevalochlo. What do you have to say? Yes. Yechiv started. You can't go. You can't be smarter than the Chacham. Say, look, I'm doing it on my own terms. I'm a Lamdin. I know why the Chacham will metakim b'tikas chametz. I'm going to find another way that won't be Yevalochlo. The takana was Yevalochlo do b'dika. So you won't be here. I have other ways. I'm around. I'm going to put a big hacker around the chametz. I won't come to eat it. You can't make your own tricks to try to solve why you shouldn't have to do bedika, because the whole reason for bedika is because of X, and because of my circumstances, I'm different. Call it lopul, call it something else. Yechiv was chal already. The svara that there's no yavo la'ochlo is not going to be enough for you and your situation to be motzi yourself min haklal. You want to say the Chachamim, for whatever reason, are not metakein for certain situations, that's for the Chacham to decide, not for you to decide. If you were to say the Chacham would say anyone who goes Leir Pesach doesn't have to do B'dika, good. If they would have said that, they would have said it. But they didn't say that. For you to be able to make a case that I don't have to do B'dika because I'm leaving and I won't be around, you can't be the one to make such a decision. Just like you can't say, I'll find another way I won't come to eat the Chametz. I'll put a big sign, Chametz, don't eat. The din is to do bedikas chametz shema yavalocho, not to find some other a way not to come to eat it. The Chacham told you how to solve shema yavalocho. So you can't say, I'll solve it by going away. I'm going away anyway. Doesn't work. So Abaye would certainly agree that once the chiyuv takes effect, then the Chachamim are not going to, you're not going to be able to lift the chiyuv drabanan of bedikas chametz. What did Abaye say? The chiyuv didn't take effect yet. It's not yet the shas hachiyuv. It's shloshim kodem achak. What does shloshim kodem achak mean according to Abaye? According to Abaye, it means that within the window of shloshim yom, you already have a requirement to be mekayim the mitzvah hachak. So even though the mitzvah is not yet chal on you, but you're already, the window of Shloshim Yom means that you should already attend to those mitzvahs if you're not going to be able to do it at the time. So therefore, knowing that you're not going to be able to do it without your dalit, says Abaye, so therefore, if it's Taitel Achzor, so therefore, you're going to have to deal with the situation of potentially eating the chametz. So then, and you're not going to be able to do what your chum wants you to do, not to come to eat the chametz. I'm going to you dial it. So you have to do your bedika right now. Zalkukavai. If, on the other hand, it's ein dai to lachzor, so, and the chiv has not yet been chal, so then I'm not mechuyv to take care of my mitzvah later on if it hasn't yet been chal. So therefore, in Zakat Levan, call them Shloshim Yom. Says Abaye, even though I'm going to be back, but I'm not mechuyev to attend to my chiyuv yachag beyond Shloshim Yom kodem achag. So therefore, even though I'll be back later on, I'll potentially encounter chametz. Okay, then nepach. I didn't do my bedika. I couldn't do my bedika when I was supposed to do it, and now I have to deal with what I have to deal with. But you're not mechuyev to do anything before Shloshim Yom. This is Abaye. This is a picture according to Abaye. Again, we're going simple. The reason why you don't have a deraisa is because of your debito. We're left with a din drabanan a bedika. That din drabanan bedika would be a din that you mechuyev to mekayim, even though it wasn't yet chal on you. Mechuyev to mekayim it within the window of Shloshim Yom. When it's going to be relevant that you're going to have to that be a mitzvah Leil Yedalit. The extent that you're not around Leil Yedalit, so then there's no mitzvah that you have. There's no halacha that you have to do bedika. Therefore, now you don't have to do bedika within the Lamed Yom. If there be a halacha to do bedika Leil Yedalit, but lemaisa you can't do it. So then you have to attend to that chiyuv within Shloshim Yom, but not before. Now, what gets more interesting is to understand where Rava differs from Abaye again on those two points. Yes, Yaakov and Elior, yeah.
I just just to clarify, according to Rabbi, if you're with Shloshim Yom, but you don't plan on, you need Shloshim Yom, but you don't plan on being back, is the chiyuv still?
No, you can't, no, you don't have to deal with your chiyuv because your chiyuv hasn't been chal yet. You're only mechuyev to mekayim your chiyuv of later if there's any purpose in doing it.
As long as you don't plan on being back, even if
Abaye says Shloshim Yom is only mechayev you to mekayim in mitzvahs achag to the extent that there's a rationale to that. Even though the chiyuv wasn't chal on you yet, but it, you know it's going to be relevant, so you have to mekayim those chiyuvim that would be nogea when you'll be back on Pesach. But that's only within Shloshim Yom. Before Shloshim Yom, it'll be later. It'll be an honest later on. But now I don't have to do anything about that. But if it's toch Shloshim, if I won't be around, so then I'm not going to mekayim a chiyuv that's not going to be nogea anyway. I'm not going to eat it.
Regardless of when you leave, as long as
you left on your dalad, you couldn't argue, well, oh, I'm not going to be around anyway. That's my difference. That's the difference, because there, the chiyuv was already chal on you. But here, we're talking about a window of time that the chiyuv has not yet been chal. So when do we require you to attend to the chiyuvim of the chag? If it's within the window of Shloshim Yom, which is the window to attend to Tzarechei Achag, and if it would be something that would be Nogea, because you're going to be back during Pesach, and you have the concern of Yavaloch, that's a bad. We're going to go to Rav in a minute. First, just make sure everyone's clear, so forth and by. Yeah. Even if you go away when? On your dalit? On our Pesach? What?
Yeah.
So you mevatel mitzvah. You mean you mevatel mitzvah drabbana. You mevatel mitzvah. Mitzvah's chal on you already. What?
And let's say even if you did come back, you had done a mitzvah anyway, so.
No, but the we're going with Rishonim that the issue is the Rabbana now. The device you took care with bitter. But the Rabbana required you to be deep and you didn't do it.
Is the Shitas Abaye being hinted to by Rashi when he says Chal Olam is argued to Pesach? Or what exactly is that?
It's interesting. I want you to be medayik. We're going to be medayik on Rashi a lot here. But Rashi was very silent when it came to Abaye. I want you to notice that. The Rashi that we skipped over, which has a lot to say, and the Rishonim are very concerned about Rashi's saying here, that when Rav has pointed about me, Rosh Hashanah Nami, it will be Medayik soon. But all of that, Rashi only brings it in within Rav. When it comes to Abaye, Rashi's silent, which means that all that Rashi puts into Rav, me, Rosh Hashanah Nami, does not seem to be what Abaye is saying. That's a little bit of an indication that what we're saying right now is correct. Rashi's saying a little bit of a different Nekuda with Rav, because let's segue right now into Rav and see what I mean. What does Rava hold? There are two things in Rava that we have to analyze, right? Number one, kodem shloshim yom v'day to lachzar, the Rava holds yachayiv. And two, toch shloshim v'ein day to lachzar, that Rava also holds yachayiv. Clear? Kodem shloshim v'ein v'day to lachzar. Let's take that. So how would we understand that? Or maybe we'll do the other way around. I think it's better the other way around. Okay? Let's do the other way. Why did Rava hold? Let's just easier. Why is Rava hold toch lamed the ein day to lachzar yichayv? Oh, so I think the answer is simple, and that's the deal of the last Rashi. The same way that Abaye would agree, if you're leaving on your dalet, you can't be potter even though you're not around for Pesach because the chiyuv was chal already. So what Rav is saying is that it's not a machlokas, in other words, about ein day to lachzer. It's a machlokas about the yisod of Shloshim Yom. See, there are two factors here to think about. That Abaye and Rava are arguing in the case of Toch Shloshim Be'en Da'ayta Lafsa. Abaye says Pater, Ein Zakeh Gavai, Rava says Zakeh Gavai. So what is the, is Rava's point that Ein Da'ayta Lafsa, that's what he's harping on, that Ein Da'ayta Lafsa, I don't care? Or Yod Shloshim Yom, it's not what you think Shloshim Yom is. I think it's clear the second way. Because the Gemara connects it to what case? Which is not that like the Lachzor, but the case of Otzer. There it's issue of Ein Da'ayta Lefanoso. But the point of the Gemara is that Rava L'shitaso, that Rava holds Shloshim Yom, that L'chadchilo is El Biura. Farchola Olav Choves Biur. That's why you can't make your Otzer Toch Shloshim Yom, even though it's not going to get uncovered. So what Rav is saying over here is that Toch Shloshim, your chiyuv was chal already. Abaye, you're looking at Shloshim Yom just as the window of time to mekayim, the chiyuv that's going to be chal later on. So if it's going to be nogeya for you, because Pesach could be back, then we would argue you should do your chiyuv of later. But if you're not going to be around, then, and since the chiyuv is not yet chal, you don't have to do it. But you agree, Abaye, if you're leaving on your dalad, you have to. You can't just get out of your chiv. The chiv is chal already. Says Rava, Shloshim Yom, the chiv is chal already on you. You have a mitzvah spiel right now. Oh, so this is one half of Rava. Rava Shloshim Yom, Ein Da'ayta Lafsa doesn't take away the fact that the chiv is chal already. It's not going to under the chiv is chal. Ein Da'ayta Lafsa doesn't change. Doesn't affect that issue. Your chiv is chal already. Abaye didn't see the Chivas Chal already. But Rava's take on Shloshim Yom is the Chivas Chal. What are you going to ask? No, boy, I tell you, you're going to ask. We had a Sugya and Davdalid. No, ask it. No, ask me Akasha. How could you ask me a Davdalid from here? You can ask from here a Davdalid. No. Go ahead. If what? According to Abaye?
According to Abaye, we say that within 30 days, but before the 14th, he covered it with produce, then the 14th comes, and then he was there, and he would have already been good, because he holds that the season doesn't really start.
Again, the equivalent, I would say the equivalent of Otsa would be that you are, your intention is Ein Da'ayta Lefanoso. You're not going to clear it away. That's the case of Rava of Otsa. It's Toch Shloshim, the Ein Da'ayta Lefanoso. You're not intending to clear away the tefuah. So Rava says, but Toch Shloshim is still Mechuyiv to get rid of it, because that's not the mere day Mechuyiv, and right now is not to just cover it with tefuah. Okay. I would say, no, the Chiyuv is not yet. You don't have a Chiyuv beer yet. So that's how it, what? That's right. That's right. Same way you can leave within Shloshim Yom, Ein Da'ayta Lefanoso, you can leave and it's fine. So too with the Otzer would seem according to Abaye, that if you're not going to uncover it, you can leave and cover right now. But Rava holds as distinct from Abaye that the Chiyuv is Chal already. Now, everyone should ask me a very simple question. From Daf Dalet. What's the question, Daf Dalet? Maske B'Solcher? That sounded like, exactly, that sounded like the chiv of Bir Chametz is chal on when? What is it chal? Mesiras Mavteach, who's chayv, Socher Maskir, it depends on what the Mavteach was given over when. Yudalid, Leil Yudalid. It's chilas Leil Yudalid. And here we're explaining according to Rava, Halacha Kerava. Right, even though you have to know it. I mean, that's it. Halacha Karabi. See where it's marked off. That's the halacha. So how could Rabbi say that the chiv is chal shloshim yom kodim? So there's a few ways maybe you can answer. Go ahead.
And there you have a silver coming into the picture. It's not like you're leaving and then no one's going to be there to be prepared.
But we don't talk about Messias Mavteach a month by Purim. Messias Mavteach of Leil Yedalit. You see, the Chiyuv is Chal Leil Yedalit. That's what we look at this Manachiyuv.
So that's that meaning there is a more precise Chiyuv that is Chal Leil Yedalit, which is the exact Hidik. But according to Rava, the Shloshim Yom, the din is, the Hidik is going to need to be done. So if it's before Yedalit, the day before, if it's Yom Yom Yom, the master is going to is there going to rent it out to the silker and give him the mapeach. So the silker is going to be the one that's going to have that chiyuv, and he's going to be the one to take care of it.
So what you're saying, I think, is as follows: that if the person, the difference is simple. If the person, whoever the people, relevant people are around on Leil Yudalid, on Yudalid, then the point of the chiyuv is Yudalid. What makes our sugya different is that the person is not going to be around Yudalid. So if someone's not going to be around Yudalid, then we view the shas hachiyuv to be lamed yom kodem. Kimat, that's what the Gra, I think, says or means. At the end of Taf Lamed Vav, he's very bekitza, but I think that's what he probably means. The lashon of the Gra, the very end of Taf Lamed Vav, the lashon is, the time of the Gemara, the Toch Lamed Yom Chal Chobas Bior, Kevan Shelo Yivdok B'Yodalit. Lashon Hagra. Again, that the reason of the Gemara that we say Toch Lamed Chal Chobas Bior, Kevan Shelo Yivdok B'Yodalit. So it's not like an absolute that it's Chal and Lamed Yom Kodim. It's for someone who won't be here Yodalit, the Chiv is Chal Lamed Yom Kodim. Again, this is what Rabbah would be Machadish. This is one half of Rava. Now let's talk about the other side of Rava. The other Nakuda that Rava is arguing about is on the Kodem Lamed Yom, the Dai Talachza. That was the way he raised his question on Abaye. And he said, what? If Dai Talachza Fim Rosh Hashanah Nami. So what does Rava mean here? What does Rava hold that if your intention is to return during Pesach, Rashi says, then you mechuyev even many months before. So here, one could learn Chara in two different ways. Two different ways to understand why Rava holds that may Rosh Hashanah Nami, if it's Dai Talachza. What are the two ways we can learn? One way is to plug in what Abaya holds for Shloshim Yom. For Rava, there's no gvul, there's no limit. In other words, if a person has a chiyuv on a particular day in the calendar, but he knows that he's not going to be able to fulfill that obligation at that point, so then any given time of the year, you have an achrayus to mekayim your chiyuv of later on if you can do it. You know you're not going to be doing it later. Do it now. It's not just about lamed lo. In other words, a person's halacha to do bedikas chametz on Leil Yudalit, or for Rabbah actually goes, it can even go back to Shloshim Yom, okay? But now it's many months before Shloshim Yom, many months before Purim, Rosh Hashanah. But if you know that you're not going to be able to do your Chiyuv, Purim and on, and you know you're going to be around Pesach, and you're going to have potentially Chametz that you might eat, go with the Shem Yavu Ochel point, then your Chiyuv, you have a chiyuv to mekayim those mitzvahs of later, whenever. So in other words, what are you doing? You're doing bedikas chametz in Rosh Hashanah. My mitzvahs bedikas chametz that I have, that's chal, technically, from Purim and on, for me, but I have a responsibility to mekayim it as early as it might be, how many months before. That was what Abaya holds about Shloshim Yom. Rabbi felt, no, Shloshim Yom is mamish the shas hachalos hachiyuv. But Abai says it's the shah, the window to mekayim your chiyuv yachag. Rabbi says, no, to mekayim chiyuvim of later on, whenever. It's one way to think about Rabbi. Alternatively, Rabbi doesn't mean that at all. Rabbi doesn't mean that what you have here, Rosh Hashanah, is a person being mekayim is chiyuv abedika that's chal later on. That window of time wouldn't be more than 30 days. It so happens, Rabbah holds 30 days is even the Shas HaChiyuv. But to say that you have a Mechuyuv, to Mekayim your Chiyuv of later on, now, what would it be rather? It's not Bedikas Chametz. What is it? How do you sleep at night? You're going to have Chametz in your house, you know? You're going to eat that Pesach, you're going to have Chametz around, you might come to eat it. So it's understood, you're a Shemayim. You have to do. It's not bedikas chametz. It's simply le'esrachik min hachit. In other words, the whole rationale of why you want to have your house chametz free is based on the possibility of what would be if you have chametz and shem yavu le'ochlo. So all of that goes into why we have a chiyuv when we have it. is based on considerations that there could be a problem otherwise, and you know you're going to potentially face that problem. So of course you have to deal with Bidikas Chametz. How can you say you're not? So it's not about b'makayim a mitzvah that hasn't yet been chal, technically. It's about avoiding potential problems. And I think when we medayik Rashi, again, we have to learn Rashi well, I think that is the mashmos that you'll get from Rashi as well. For Rashi, it seems, and we'll have to get to Rashi, but it seems that the concern that Rashi has with Rava is a problem d'oraisa. We're talking now Shema Yavol Ochel problem, because we're talking like the other Rishonim. If it were to be halachat mekayim rechiyuvim, so what? The Rabbanan's chiyuvim, you have mechayiv to do from before. Apparently the point in Rava, at least the way Rashi understands it, is lehisrachik min hachet. What kind of a chet do you have? Lehisrachik chet d'orais. But let me consider an interesting nafgamina between the two possibilities within Rava. A few possible nafgaminas. When we say that a person's mechayiv may Rosh Hashanah to do bedikas chametz when he knows he'll be back on Pesach, is it pshat like Abaye says, the way we explain Abaye within Shloshim Yom, that you mechayiv mekayim the mitzvah that you'll have later on? Or is it just a halacha? You have to take care of whatever you could because you don't want to have the problem later on. So what would be a nafkamina? So let's ask the following question. When a person does bedika, so we really could start with the case of Shloshim Yom, and then we're going to extrapolate to the case that we're discussing of Dai Talachzor and its Rosh Hashanah. So let's start with Shloshim Yom. Okay, we hold that grub. Yeah. So even ain't Dai Talachzor. But when you do bedika, sometime between Purim and Pesach, because you're going to be away till after Pesach, do you make a bracha? Dab Zayin Amid Aleph, the Gemara tells us, Habodek Tzarech Shivarech. Make a bracha. Do you make a birchas a mitzvah when you do Bedikas Chametz Shloshim Yom? And then we'll take it to the next level. What about if you're doing Bedikas Chametz from Rosh Hashanah? Would it warrant a bracha? So the Rama paskins in Taf Lamed Vav. And the farish be a basha liyam or yotzi be shayara the ina maniach leveis on misha yivdok toch shloshim zakok livdok. Zakter ama v'lo yivarech az abir chametz from the kolbo. So the mechabit says the din is that toch shloshim you have to do bedika, but the Rama adds v'lo yivarech az abir chametz. So the Rama paskins you don't say abir chametz. Why not? So the Gra says it's a technical reason. What's the technical reason? Because the Nusach HaBracha, as we'll see again in Daf Zayin, was Al Bir Chametz. And the Gra quotes from the Rush later in Daf Zayin, they Mitzakin Al Bir Chametz because when you do your Bedika, generally, you Mvato, you Masniya, what's Yadua, Shohei, and then you Mvayrit the next morning. And the Bracha is meant to encompass the whole Asep that's involved from the Bedika through the Bir. You're doing your bedika sometime between Purim and Pesach. You're not doing bittul yet. You're not using chametz. So the nusach of bir chametz is not really applicable on a bedika that's done shloshim within shloshim yom. So Kinnear, what the Groh would be saying is that and to say a new in theory, yes, you should do bedika. You should do a bracha. But Lamaisa, the Madea Bracha, the Chazal Metakin for Bedikas Chametz was Abir Chametz, and that's not Shayach in a case like this. You're not doing the beer right away. And to create a separate Madea Bracha for a case like this, they didn't do. So at least conceptually, even the Ramah Paskins, that there's no Bracha, but you could hear that there could be a Bracha, just that we haven't found a Nusach of Bracha. And there are Shitas that seem to say that there's a Bracha. Not like the Ramah, you make a Bracha. And we understand why that should be, whether it's practically or just conceptually, why should that be? Because the way we're masbir, according to Rava, what's the pshat of why you do bedikas chametz toch shloshim? Because the chiyuv is here. For someone who's not around on your dalet, the chiyuv is chal already. So you're doing the mitzvah bedikas chametz. Okay, so maybe for technicality, the nusach habracha, maybe you could make a bracha, but you certainly should make a bracha in theory. That's as far as toksiloshim. What about Rosh Hashanah? Daitalach. So what's it be talian? So the Ritva and the Bir Halacha makes it clear, it seems to be machlokas, the Ritva and the Ra'ah. So the Ritva brings this question about bracha. The Rishonim do as well. But specifically, he says as follows. The Ritva says, yeah. Mash das hara'ah the koshes zako kavayer mevarach al habir the nirin hadvarim toch shoshim dafka says the bir halacha. It sounds like what you have here is machokas that the ra'ah said any time zako kavayer you make a bracha. The Ritva says I don't agree. Nirin hadvarim when toch shoshim. And here it brings a whole the bir halacha here in the beginning of Taf Lamed Vav brings a whole shaila on this question. The Ramah says, "Lo yivarech." So he brings like he brought from the Gra, and the Mishnah brings the reason. The nusach habracha doesn't follow. That's what the Luvash holds as well. Am namdas habach b'toch shloshim yom tzarech yivarech. Only if you're mechuyev to be bodek kodem shloshim, the case that we're discussing now, ain't tzarech yivarech. Says the Pri Chadash, the la'olam tzarech yivarech. The schema of Magen Avraham the Taz mashma that they hold like the Haggad that you never make a bracha. So we have a range of shitas, right? We have those who hold that there's never a bracha, even toch shloshim. That's the Ramah for the reasons that we mentioned for the Gra. We have on the other extreme the Pri Chadash. He quotes that you make a bracha whenever you're going to do bedika, as long as you mechuyev to do bedika because that's the lachzer. We have what's in the middle, which is the Bach, and now he brings the Machokas, the Ritva, and the Ra'ah on this question. Matzasi, Bechidisha Ritva, and he quotes, we just quoted from the Ritva, Dasa Ra'ah Zal Varech, Benirat Dvarim Toch Shloshim Yom Dafka, Hare the Dasa Ra'ah Kapri Chadash. I have a Rishon like the Pri Chadash. Dasa Ritva, Lachri Akeh Bach, Vitzorchim Lamais. No, we're both sides. It's a very, very mistabra to say, what does the Shal depend on? Whether to assume that Toch Shloshim, very much the Ritva says, make a bracha, and even the Gra and the Ramah, it's only a technicality. Why? Because L'maisa, you're doing the mitzvah of Bedikas Chametz, the Chiyuv is Chal. However, what's the Shaila now? As far as Rosh Hashanah, Rosh Hashanah, V'day T'lachzor, does that mean that your Mekayim now, your mitzvah Bedika of later on? Okay, the Chiyuv wasn't Chal, but you're doing the mitzvah of Bedikas Chametz. If that's the Pshat, then you make a bracha. That's the Ra'ah. But if it just means that what? That you want to make sure that you're not going to have problems later on, but it's not the mitzvah bedikas chametz at all. It's a separate cheshbin. It's not warrant, it doesn't warrant a brach. Instead of that would be the issue. Another interesting marmakam on this question that could be again totally in this question. What is the din of Rava of Rosh Hashanah Nami? There's a shayla begabi when you make bedikas chametz, do you make a shachiyanu? We don't, and the question is why not? You're doing bedikas chametz the night of Yedalid, in the mitzvah. Usually you have tiras luav, you make shachiyanu shofar, you make a shachiyanu. You do a mitzvah. Mizman lizman. There's a din of shachiyanu. Says the Torah Taf Lamed Beis. He's discussing bedikas chametz, the bracha ashekid shanu. So one of them is shown in the Baal HaEter says you make a shachiyanu. The ikaman de amad de lo barach. He quotes from the Baal HaEter who quotes others who say not. Why not? The halo kava lezimna. It's not called kavua lozman. The ha mefarish beyam biyotzi b'shayara. It could be any time of the year because of this halacha that we have in our Gemara of Rava, that even Rosh Hashanah Nami, there's no separate time, miyuchad, for this Mizman with man. It could be any time, but that's the lachzer. And he goes on and brings other reasons why maybe they'll make Shechianu. No, Rabosai, from this Baal Iter Svara that he brings, not to make Shechianu, because it's the mitzvah is Lav Dafka Tolim's man. It could be any time of the year. What does it sound like? How is he understanding this halacha? Is it that it's time to get away from chait, or it's a kiyam mitzvah b'dikas chametz? What does it sound like? Kiyam mitzvah, that's why. You can't say Shechianu Mizman with man. It could be any time. So that's interesting, Maran Malkam, on this question. So this is all trying to understand why Rava would hold that Rosh Hashanah Nami. Is it al derech Abaye's Shloshim Yom? And it's Taka Mitzvah B'digas Chametz, and it could therefore have a bracha to it. And it's a reason why you don't make Shechianu, therefore, on Leil Yedaleh, because you don't have to do it. It could be any time. Or is it just a separate halacha? Sam, you can't live, you can't look yourself in the mirror. You have to take care of this. It could be a problem later on. This is just the beginning of trying to set up what this sugya is about with Abaye v'Rava. We still have to discuss what are the implications from Apoles, which is Otsar, the case of Rashi brings by Otsar. And we really have to deal with, really, what did Rashi say about Rava, the Rashi that we didn't read? Maybe we'll get to that in just a few minutes, just to start reading the Rashi and the difficulty in Rashi, and try to see, again, the Pshat and Rashi vis-a-vis those of the other Rishonim, both by the case of Mapoles and Otsar, and the case over here. Who had a question? Someone had a question, I thought. No? Anyone out here? Okay, so let's read the Rashi that we had.
Rava? Hi, Chai. I had a quick question.
Please.
I was wondering, right, Rebbe
welcome.
Said...
First of all, welcome to the shir.
Thank you. My question was, Rebbe said that even Abaye would agree that if Kvar Chal Yudalid, he wouldn't have anything. He would agree that obviously he'd have to take care of it. Where did Rebbe understand that from? Why can't we say... Is it possible to say that? Maybe Abaye would say that if you were leaving, then you'd be able to be pokea such a chiyuv. Why was that taken for granted?
The halach, the rule is tefasta merubah lo tefasta. Mehecha teisi, you're taking a very big leap to say like that. I mean, why would you want to assume such a radical chiddush? I would just think my inclination would be that the point of Abaye was that the din of shloshim yom, right? So that would not apply, given the fact that the ain't daita lachzer. But if the chiyuv, and the point is that's where Rava comes and disagrees. That's why, again, it's lishitasa with Rava, with the case of Otsar. If the chiyuv is here already, then the chiyuv is here. Just like I said, you couldn't imagine telling the chachamim, I'll find my own way around shema yavol ocho. No, the halacha is, this is your mitzvah. Your mitzvah is now on you. It's incumbent upon you.
Right, so Abaye would say, I agree with you, Rava is consistent.
Why would it live? No, but why would you want to say Abaye is machayev you? The mitzvah is not chal.
The mitzvah is if you're there, but if you're leaving, you're not going to be there, there's no mitzvah.
I don't see that in the speaker. I don't see any, I don't see any indication why should you want to learn that way. In other words,
my question was, does Rebbe see an indication that you can't learn that way? Because Rebbe had pointed out that Chal Yadal and Rabbi would agree. That's why I was curious. You're saying it's a bigger Kiddush.
Okay, no, Chever, let's open up the floor. You tell me, Chever, what do you think? Yes, Yaakov? You should be Pata even on Yadalit?
I mean, if we're saying Kosh Lashma means Pata because there's no Mitzvah Tatanka,
see, the Gemara says Rebbe Lashitaso. So, the Gemara is comparing the Shloshim Yom over here of Rava, that Yimachoyev, even Endai Telachzar, to the case of Otsar as well. And then again, by extension, the other halacha as well, even Endai Telachzar, even Kodim Shloshim. Presumably, Abaye would say the same thing over there by Otsar. Now, according to your logic, what would be according to Abaye, if you can go on Erev Pesach, after the mitzvah b'dikas chal, and you can go, instead of doing bir chametz, you just cover it up? Would you hold a bayah, would it allow you to do that? Rashi himself says,
It could be that wouldn't work there just because lechatchila is in a biru, but in the case of Shaira, it's not there at all. It's a different.
But the Gemara lines up the situations
with Rava, but nothing with Abaye.
Probably it should line up both ways. In other words, it's pastas whatever.
Abaye never talked. Abaye never made a comment in the case of.
And I understand. It's true. It doesn't say before Abaye what Abaye would say by the case of the of Osa Besa Osa. I'm assuming that it would be the same thing. Yeah. Yes.
Just related to that, Levan said that why do you end up doing if you use two bitubam asagi, why do you have to do beer? He said like Kevan Shechala Chomas beer is people of Ari. I have to do it. I mean that's for social media, but maybe if I would say on your dial
okay,
you just have to do it for his call, not because for any reason.
Look, you know, let your question percolate. We'll try to see if we can. And Mistama will be maybe medaiken as we go along as well. Right now, we're speaking outside, so in a chenami, you know, if you have to follow your own trail and see where it takes you, and see if it's a mahalach that can work in a sugya, then we can examine it further. You know, I'm presenting a mahalach in a sugya, but both in general as well. It's just no kal gadol. You're new to this year, but like if I'm telling a mahalach in a sugya, doesn't mean it's the only way to learn. The stomach, if you look around enough, you'll find, you know, all kinds of various ways to learn the sugya up. And maybe the whole lumbus that I gave you is not what's going on in the sugya at all. Maybe it's all a technical issue about it. We choshesh shalid it, won't choshesh shalid it. And chenami, then if you want to say that, then it would even be the same thing on your dalet. Yeah, to me, this seems to be the more, you know, logical path. But in chenami, if you want to try to prove or not prove, so we have to see other indications as well. For now, this is how we could learn the sugya, but we still have a lot of parts that have to still be fleshed out. Realize, I didn't, you know, we didn't get to a lot of very important pieces of the sugya. But just to understand again how one could lay out this, you know, the differences between Abai Virava, Yaakov, and Yaakov. Yeah.
Just to clarify, when we were saying from Shoshin Yom to Dagel Osir, that when we plug for a rubber, we fly by when we plug in a bias region, that's because this person is connected off the entry, so we won't be able to help John the Jesus prior to it. So you have to do it early for them, Shoshin Yom.
That's your question. So what's your question?
I'm just clarifying.
Again, a coin to Baye, right?
So according to Rava,
coin to Rava, yeah. Shoshin
Yom with Dr. Lobster, he's high, but the first reason he gives because he's
Kodim lamed the daigalazza. So there's two ways to understand. We said to Rabbi, either you mekayim the mitzvah of later, whenever. In other words, there's no window. Only then are you mechayim to attend to mitzvahs of later on. If you know that you won't be able to do it later, then you do it now. That's one way. Or we say it's not that. That it's just a general halacha that you should try to make sure that you don't get into problems later.
Yeah,
because you're going to be better, right? If ain't that dilach, so you're not mechayiv kodim shloshim, right? That's clear.
But it's because he's not coming back by erev Pesach, so you won't just fill
it. Erev Pesach is a whole other shayla. That's the Rambam. He knows that you might have time. Rashi was this, that dilach is Pesach. Pesach itself, and you won't have to be able to beat the Rashi says, yeah.
According to the
pre Kadash,
when he says that you only have to make a bracha because the chayiv chacham is yudgo, that means. Even before,
yeah, that's the point. That's what Mr. Biroch is quoting. Exactly. Biroch is quoting he's quoting different shittas. So the Pri Chadash says that whenever you do Bedikas Chametz, if it's Dai Talachs or Yefim Mechayv to do it in ER or Shoshana, you would make a bracha.
Right. I understand the bracha, but he's saying that you're fulfilling the mitzvah, like the chiyuv the mitzvah.
That's right. You're a Kayim now, the mitzvah, right? Well, yeah, but the Chachamim want you to do your Bedika whenever. You know, and it doesn't matter how long it is till Pesach is coming. Let's just begin to read and end with this. That's the Rashi that we didn't read, but the Rashi is so difficult, not as difficult, just to see the difficulties. Rashi says as follows. This is on Rava. Remember, Rashi didn't comment on Abaye. It's interesting. That which Abaye said that you are going to do Bedika Toch Shloshim, B'day Talachza, Rashi left without explanation. It sounds like that's self-understood. And we began to explain what we thought if Pshat and Abaye. But Rashi explains, what did Rashi rather ask in Abaye? Feel me, Rashi Shana Nami, the Chihadar Bimea Pesach, Avrale. if you're going to be back during Pesach, and even Rosh Hashanah, you have to do Biur. Why? Because when you come back Pesach, Aver Aleh, you'll be violating the Isser Chametz. Vahishaita, at that point, La Bishusehi, the lift delay. The din is that we see on Bava Mebeis, right? That once it's past the Shasachiyu, once it's by Shashishis, you can't do Bito anymore. Now you're coming during Pesach. No longer Bito is an option. So Yisra Nahu, Eino Shelo, Rashi says, Eino Shelo. It's no, what's Asher by no, it's not yours. You can't do Bito, Chametz, it's not yours. So Bito is no longer available. In other words, what do you see in Rashi? That we're not talking about a person did Bito, right? Ukisharaahu, and now you see the chametz overlay. It's Rashi's appella, right? The Ran, the Tosef Rashi, they all jump on Rashi. Notice how the Ran asks the Kasha and Rashi, quite interesting, the way he phrases it. He quotes Rashi on the words of the Gemara that Rashi's commenting, Idai to Rav Zafim Rosh Hashanah Nami, Kasha Rashi, the Chihada Bimea Pesach overlay, the same words that we just read, but he shaita and so on. The Ein Bar Etzli. Not clear to me what she's saying. The Vadai, call in a Zoka Gavar, the Amin and Hacha. Whenever we say in Zoka Gavar, Bito, me a bai. You're going to eat Bito. How could anyone say otherwise? Ein Zoka Gavar. Of course, because it's Bito. The Elo, because if there was no Bito, Kevin Shu Bishuso Bipesach, Nimsa Obrala. Without Bito, there's chametz by you by Pesach. So obviously you're over on it. Why does he call it? The Karinam Bey B'chol Gvulcha. Interesting. Why does he say B'chol Gvulcha? Gvulcha means it's not your bias. It's from your bias. What does the Ran mean? Have you saw the Ran? What's B'chol Gvulcha? So the answer is because this situation of bias is really analogous to Gvulcha. Gvulcha means it's not by you. It's sitting in an area that is your rishus. So here it's the equivalent. You're not around. You're somewhere else. You're medina sayam. But lemaisa, it's in your vice. That's b'chol gvulcha. It's the same thing. The Ran calls it gvulcha because in the case that we have right now, the vice is like gvulcha. So without bittul, of course you're violating. So anytime we're discussing the sugya, in a zakl vayir, you had your bitta already. The raya gadavar, because the Gemara goes on and compares it, damina leila osa beso otzer. And this we have to get into tomorrow, Yef Hashem, that sugya of otzer and mapoles. And then we have to come back to see Pshat and Rashi itself. But he says, damina leila osa beso otzer, velo adif otzer minafla mapoles. Otsar is no better than if the rubble that falls out. Rashi says it's comparable to that. And we say over there, and the Ran sends us to Daf Lamed Aleph, and what is the Pshat? We have to take a look for tomorrow at that Gemara. Daminu l'kamah d'tzarach shivatel b'libo. So we have to know what that Gemara is about. El kachrei lomar, says the Ran, and this is how we brought out outside. The kodem shloshim wifikulach cham levayar b'bitlu d'sag midarais v'sagilei. And the Gemara said, the Chum, we're not requiring you to do your biur. Kodim Shloshim. And we asked, Idai Talachza, Fim Rosh Hashanah Nami, Roi Shi Yavaya, because the Masil Mecha Minei. The Masil Mecha Minei, Kodim Shloshim, Idai Talachza, Bittu Ba'al Masagir, Idai Talachza, Mecha Minei, Tal Shloshim, Chala Olav Chumas Biur, Ski Kul Avai. It's not much the way we heard the Sugya, Kufi Rav, but that's what the Ran lays out. Just to end with the following, interesting Mar Malkam, the Rashi Dab Chum Zayin, there's a mashmos, and I don't know if I haven't got to the Rashi, but you take a look at that Rashi, L'chayra, you see two things in that Rashi. Toward the bottom of the page, it's part of the Gemara's discussion of Yehudin and Chachamim, whether Biur Chametz is b'sreifa. And the Chachamim said to Yehuda, according to you that you require sreifa, then it should come out, somebody who doesn't have wood, they're not going to be able to do anything, and that's a kula. So how can you learn out of chiyuv? How can you learn out of chiv sreifa, which is a limud midaraisa, if it's going to lead to a kula? Because this person doesn't have wood, he's not going to be able to do sreifa. Rashi has a question, because Rashi's shita daf yudeis is that the din of sreifa Rabbi Yehuda is only before the shasa isa, before the seventh hour. That's when Rabbi Yehuda holds Sreifa. But once you get to Chatzos, you can do anything. So what's the kasha? So you're gonna wait to Chatzos. You do it anything the other way. Says Rashi, but the nafkamina would be, and here you have to read the Gersa like the Rosh Hashanah has it, for the case of Agar Gemara, a Yotzi b'Shayara, or Yosef b'Esa Otsar, b'Toch Suoshim, Zakel Kavaya. Rashi talks about our Gemara of Zakel Kavaya, of Toch Suoshim, and he says, what if you don't have wood? And you're not going to be around later to do anything with your chametz. So it's going to be a bit cooler, because you can't do anything, but if you have to do Sreifa, you're not going to be around later on to do whatever at Chatzos. So there's a couple of things you see in this Rashi, Rabbosai. Number one, you see that this halacha is a din d'oraisa, the shloshim yom halacha, that you have to, that it's chal of your chiyuv biur, that Rav is machadish, it's a din d'oraisa. Because this is a taina of Yehuda's limud of Sreifa for being biyuchamit. It couldn't be a kasha if it's not a din d'oraisa. So the whole halacha that you machuyuv now, because of the din of lamed yom, it's a din d'oraisa. That's a chiddush in Rashi, you see. Why did Rashi pick Lamed Yom? What does Rav hold? Daita Lachzor, even Rosh Hashanah. So why did Rashi pick Lamed Yom? So you could say Rashi didn't want to get into the Machokas, Abai Barava, so Rashi says Shoshim Yom. You could say better. Because we're talking about the halacha of Biur Chametz of Sreifa. The din of Toch of Daita Lachzor from Rosh Hashanah is halacha, not to have problems later on. Would that be a requirement of Sreifa? You can do it anyway, right? As long as if you got rid of it some other way, Lemaisa, you can sleep well at night. You're not going to have an issue. If the whole problem, the reason why you have to, according to Rava, from Rosh Hashanah, you have to do your biur is because you want to sleep well and not have a problem with having your chametz later, then Rabbi Yehuda could certainly allow you to do whatever it is. So the whole kasha that was posed Rabbi Yehuda, that it'd be a kula, has to be of shloshim, but not in the case of kodem shloshim.